This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas with the weekly box beef trade for week ending June 6th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $244.65, which was $10.34 lower compared to the previous Friday, and it was $20 lower compared to before the Memorial Day weekend. There were 903 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout. It was about 13% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at $251.33, and that was $7.31 lower, and probably one of the biggest weekly losses recorded, because it is always moderated somewhat by that formula trade. There were 6,894 total loads sold, which was 1,123 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,342 loads, and that was 122 loads higher than last week. Exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 768 loads, which was 38 loads higher. 162 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 606 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales really jumped. They were at 1,205 loads, which was 437 loads higher than last week. The largest outfront sales items were brisket, with about 4 million pounds, whose average prices were about $15 below the current formula prices. Also, almost 1 million pounds of round products that were priced $4 to $23 below the current formula prices, and about 500,000 pounds of chuck rolls that were priced $7 to $17 below the current formula prices. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice chuck was about steady and the round primal was $4 lower. The choice loin and ribs were $9 to $21 lower, and the loin lost the most again this week. The major driving factors in the cutout rally prior to Memorial Day had been the tremendous jump in the choice loin and rib prices that were supported by the demand for grilling steaks, but those prices are falling quite a bit lately. The cow cutout was $1.28 lower, and those 90% trimmings were $1.43 lower compared to the previous Friday. And those 90% trimming stayed between the $2.95 to $3 range for most of the past 10 months. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for May 30th showed that week we imported 19,385 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about 2,500 metric tons lower than the previous week, but it still equates to over 42 million pounds imported during that 1 week. Year-to-date, for the first 22 weeks of this year, we are still running 35% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's big jump also. Australia was 65% higher, and New Zealand was 27% higher. The finished cattle trade, the live prices were lightly tested again, with sales mostly $4 to $5 lower, and the dress prices were $5 to $6 lower at $245 to $246. And the average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 7 pounds lower at 1283, but that was 33 pounds higher than last year, which was 1250. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending May 23rd was 3 pounds lower at 864, and that is 21 pounds above the previous year, which was 843 last year, and the 5-year average was only 831 pounds. And the choice select spread was $7.08 on Friday, which would be about $4 lower compared to the previous Friday, and is driven by the big drop in those choice middle meats or steak items. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.